Yeah, good morning and welcome to the City Hunters podcast. Today I want to talk about things you and I have taken for granted. So first, I want to ask a question. What have you taken for granted in your life? It might be friends, place to live, where to eat, the type of food you're eating, family you got. Sometimes things that are so important, but there's so little that we forget to see. So I want you to find something. Find yourself and then realize what you have taken for granted. While you're doing that, I'll be talking about what I have taken for granted. If you're a listener of this podcast, you will know I'm kid from Africa. Yeah, I always thought that Africa was poor, everything was poor, and then I always wanted to come to the United States, come overseas to enjoy the rich life, live happily. But that was a mistake now that I realize it, and I took a lot of things for granted, like the relationship we had for each other, the respect, the culture that we shared was something that I took for granted. It was something that was there that you don't need to discover it. You were born with it and you lived through it. And it was so wonderful. Like how to greet somebody, help the elderly, talk to people if you need help, just ask and everybody will be at your aid. And if you greet a person, the person will so happily reply, ask about your family even though he or she doesn't know you. It was something that I took for granted. At times I didn't even like people asking me since they're strangers. But it was a culture, the way to connect, to come together. But when I came to the United States, my first time, I remember seeing this white lady on the sidewalk, and I was like, hey, good morning. I was shocked by the reply she gave me, because there wasn't one. This lady barely looked at me, and she walked right past me like I did not exist. That right then I was hurt. I was thinking, why are these people here like this? Is it their culture? Is it how they are? Are they bad people? So my first impression was they were bad people, because what is wrong in replying good morning to somebody? And I realized it wasn't a culture. Everybody for himself here. He or she was probably trying to go to work in the morning, or having some stress, or in some place that my good morning wasn't that important. So I realized that. So such simple stuff that I had access to that I did not appreciate was something that will break me in different location. Not only that, I had friends that was down for me. We did bad things together, good things together, laughed. But when I left them, I realized how lonely I was, that I have to make new friends. That's when I discovered my faults and mistakes and my regrets. Because it got to a point in time that I couldn't even make friends. I couldn't talk to people. Because I was so used to the people I know, the difference in the environment and the difference in people's nature and culture made me not want to talk to them. So it took me like 3 years before I could make a single friend. And I'm not saying this with a smile on my face, because it was terrible. Going to school without no friend, doing everything by yourself. Life of solitude, that is so bad, and I don't wish this for anybody. If you listen to me right now and you're in such a position, I would want you to step out, crack that shell, and make friends. Break that boundary. Make fun and enjoyment out of any single thing that you can. I mean, not to mention, life is so short, you know when you're gonna die. No, so why don't you just enjoy the little bit that you have? If you ask me, what is a good thing in my life right now? I probably won't have anything interesting or amazing to tell you. But one thing that I know, that I'm alive. I have a heartbeat and I'm breathing. And it's the most happiest thing you can ever have. No matter what you're going through, no matter how hard the situation is, you don't have a job, just be thankful you're just alive, because you don't know when your life is going to change. And it's not that it won't, it will at the right time. And what buys you time is a life. So if you have a life, you have everything. So I want you to be appreciative. Don't overlook small stuff. Be the person that is happy, has enjoyed, that appreciate that comment, that judges a little. Because those judgments shows that you care. It's not because you don't want to get into people's business. No. Not doing that can lead to people distraction. Like, say somebody was in trouble or going through some changes that, and you refuse to judge the person. The person want somebody to judge or talk about him or say something. But since you think you could be hurting the feelings and you keep quiet, it might lead the person to a dangerous place. Like anxiety, like depression, like suicidal thoughts. So I think being a little bit judgmental is good. It shows that you care. It makes you reach out to people. And people to know that you actually care about them. That's why you acting that way. That's why you're acting this way. That's why you're judging them that way. Life is full of surprises and enjoyment. But if you don't calm down and realize and differentiate and appreciate, you lose everything, even though you have them. So I want you right now, call your friends and tell them you appreciate them. Call your family and tell them you appreciate them. Let them know how important they are in your life. Say thank you to people who helps you, who give you support, and mean it. Smile, give a genuine smile. Don't smile and frown immediately the person passes by because your job wants you to. You expected to do it. No, do it from your heart. And I promise you, if you do this stuff from your heart, you are going to be happier than you are. Everything is going to be so simple that you take it for granted. And I'll leave you with this. Small drops of water makes the mighty ocean. the little bit you do today counts, and it can lead to something great in your life. Thank you for listening. This is City Hunter and the City Hunter podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions or anything that you want me to talk about, you can email me at MohammedAminOsman233@gmail.com. Thank you.